Netanyahu is the only obstacle to bringing hostages home. Families say, "We knew the family." Utah town in disbelief after local resident accused of killing Charlie Kirk. Nepal's major parties say dissolved parliament must be reinstated. Trump ready to sanction Russia if NATO nations stop buying its oil. Huge fire rips through residential homes in Manila. Bowling and curling among tests for tram driver world championship. Animal shelter workers hospitalized after FBI uses furnace to burn seized meth. Charlie Kirk memorial service set to take place in Arizona Stadium. Woman held by Taliban warns British couple dying in prison. We escaped certain death. Israel intensifies Gaza City bombardment, forcing families to flee new NATO mission to bolster eastern flank after Russian drone incursion. Colombian court rules Meta was wrong to bar porn star's Instagram account. What to expect from the Emmys and how to watch the ceremony. After fatal crash, Sikh truck drivers in the U.S. fear blowback. Malawi, where the petrol queue might overshadow the queue to vote. The Israeli army took over my home, used it like a hotel, then set it on fire. Kashmir's young are preserving history, one post at a time. BBC reports from house linked to Charlie Kirk shooting suspect. Watch, video shows moment Kirk shooting suspect flees the scene. Looks like a toy, but it's real. BBC examines a downed Russian drone. What you need to know about Bolsonaro's coup prison sentence. See Kathmandu's destroyed and barricaded streets after violence. A rooftop figure, gunfire, then panic. How Charlie Kirk shooting unfolded. Ukraine, U.S. to scout for minerals deal investment projects. Iron ore prices, why is volatility at the lowest level in over 15 years? U.S. calls on G7, EU to impose tariffs on China, India over Russian oil purchases. NATO to beef up defense of Europe's eastern flank after Poland shot down drones. U.S. EPA proposes end to mandatory greenhouse gas reporting. G7 finance ministers discuss possible sanctions, tariffs on supporters of Russia's war. U.S. Energy Secretary downplays climate risks as Washington seeks EU gas deals. Oil gains weighed down by U.S. demand worries. USDA projects record U.S. corn crop, biggest harvested acres since 1933. Exclusive, EU could quit Russian gas within a year, U.S. energy chief says. Rolling Stone, Billboard owner Penske sues Google over AI summaries. U.S. financial firms pledge $1.7 billion to U.K. ahead of Trump's visit. U.K., U.S. to sign multi-billion dollar tech deal during Trump's visit. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX Russia index unchanged. UAW workers reach tentative deal with GE Aerospace at Ohio, Kentucky plants. Nepal sets March elections after naming interim prime minister. UniCredit could sell Commerzbank stake to non-EU bank, CEO tells German paper. What are the main themes in global real estate right now? Is AI truly a boon for the entire IT industry? Or could it also be a curse? Investing.com's stocks of the week. China sets 2025 auto sales target below association forecast, vows tighter regulation. Mexican officials to speak with China on tariffs next week. U.S. consumer sentiment moves lower in September, University of Michigan survey. U.S. consumer sentiment slips again in September, University of Michigan survey says. Michigan consumer sentiment dips below forecast, signaling potential headwinds for USD. ECB must be mindful of downside inflation risks, says Finland's Ren. Romania's economy to grow slower than expected, IMF says. Deutsche Bank expects ECB's next rate move only in 2026, and it's a hike. Trump administration unlawfully directed mass U.S. worker terminations, judge rules. China launches discrimination and dumping probes into U.S. chips ahead of trade talks. IMF says Pakistan's flood spending. Budget agility to be reviewed. Australia to invest $8 billion in nuclear submarine shipyard. How much have U.S. tariffs contributed to inflation so far?